Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. So you've got a business, you're good at doing what you do, and I'm sure you see similar sorts of mistakes, similar sorts of things that happen, which allow you to come in and fix it. Most of the time, people who come to you have similar sorts of problems. They've done similar sorts of things. They've made similar sorts of mistakes. And what I want to go through with you today is what are the deadly sins that your people make that you help fix? So it doesn't matter what sort of business you have, it's still the same concepts. People come to you because they've got a pain point. You help solve that pain point. They pay you for turning things around. So when we're going to talk here about the deadly sins that people make, we're going to talk about it from what are the pain points and mistakes that people come to you with. Because when you're clear on these, you can then start using them to get more exposure. It becomes the language. Because when you talk about the language in terms of people's pain points, people can then start seeing that you have solutions to be able to solve them. So when I look at our seven deadly sins and I draw it out on a piece of paper, I look at, we help people around their mindset of getting more referrals. We help people who don't have a system in getting more referrals. People who just turn up, say, I hope you look out for me, I'll look out for you, and let's see how that works type of strategy. People who don't have a plan. They don't have an easy way to build their own referral teams. People who simply just think going to networking events and handing out 50 business cards at a time are going to get them more business. And people who just constantly get the wrong sorts of people. See, they're all mistakes. They're all pain points that our people have. And the more I talk about those, the more I do content around those, the more that those are in my language, the more I resonate with my target audience. The more my target audience can see that I am the solution to their problems. So what I want you to do here is think, what are the deadly sins that you help solve? Let's put a list together so you can start creating content around those. So you can start showing your people that you have solutions to their problems. It's probably even more important than all of that. The big thing is you'll start talking to the right sorts of people. The people that have those sorts of problems and are looking for those sorts of solutions. Because in the end, they're the only sorts of people that you want. So grab yourself a piece of paper, A4 piece of paper, and I want you to draw seven boxes. And now let's start looking at what we should be putting in each box. What's the first biggest pain point, the first biggest mistake that your person, the person that you can best help, what is it that they make? Right into that box. And then let's move into the second box. What's the next biggest mistake? What's the next biggest thing that you see over and over and over and over again? When you look at your top 5 to 10 people, top 5 to 10 clients right now, I'm sure they all came with similar problems, similar ways of thinking, similar mistakes, similar pain points. What were they? Because don't you want more of your top people? So just by going back and thinking, what were the patterns? what did I notice more often than not? Because to attract those sorts of people, then they're the things we want to talk about, because guarantee that more of those sorts of people have those sorts of problems. The bottom line is, if you're not on point with your message, it is hard for the right people to resonate with you. So by you talking about the seven deadly sins, the seven mistakes that your people make, you now can do content. You can now do retargeting of that content. You've now got webinars, podcast interviews, speaking around that content. When you're clear on the sorts of pain points, problems, mistakes that your people make, you can move the deck in your favor, so to speak. They believe you're speaking directly to them, and you are. But you know that for your ideal client, they all have that particular problem. So you're speaking to all of them at once. It's a quick little activity. It's probably going to evolve as you evolve. Don't think you just do it once and it's done forever. But it certainly ensures that it allows you to have a plan on what to speak about, knowing that what you're speaking about is exactly the sort of thing that your person needs to hear. If that's the first time you've been with us, welcome. Make sure you subscribe to our Get More Referrals Today podcast, either on Podbean, iTunes, or Spotify. Join us on YouTube, Referral Marketing Guru, or search Michael Griffith in any of the social platforms, and make sure you connect with us. You can grab your building your $1 million referral guide in the description link below. And until next time, have a great week, and I'll speak to you soon.